Blog Talk Radio. Speaking to you live. We're actually live today from New York, and it's a nice day. It's chilly, but it's nice. But I don't know how it is down in Nashville. Cynthia, give me a clue out there.
We finally have sun after a week of torrential rain, and you know my problems with torrential rain and my tiny creek that turns into the Colorado River. Yeah. But the sun is out today. It's a beautiful day. I already ran this morning, and my pig is out. Tallulah's out. She came out of hiding from the rain, so she's back out. So all is good. All is good on the farm.
Well, it's been great. Like I said, this past week, and I'm writing it on my blog if anybody starts to read it. I mean, I'm writing about this past week. I'm so exhausted. It sounds glamorous, and some of it is, but, you know, when you go to some of these things, after a while, you just say, I want to just stay home. But I had a great time. I went to this thing where it's like the politics meets, you know, the corporate world, and I'm like the one lone person in there that doesn't fit. But I was there coaching at this thing called the Hellenic Initiative. I mean, you have people like the Prime Minister, His Eminence, the Archbishop. This is for Greek heritage, you know. And it's like the CEO of Dow Chemical, of Coca-Cola, it was all these high-powered people. And I'm sitting there going, okay, all right. You know?
Well, you know what? Hats off to Greece, May. Greece is in trouble, and Greece is doing everything it can to stay afloat, solve its problem.
Absolutely.
And, hey, newsflash, we're not far behind. So,
right. But you know what? They all came together in the room, and there was so much electricity in the room. And it was held on the 54th floor of the number 4 World Trade Center, and my view was amazing. I mean, you just look out, and there's Freedom Tower. The Freedom Tower is sitting right in front of me. And then you could see all the way up from Manhattan. And, you know, you could from down from the Battery all the way up north. And it was just beautiful. And then, of course, along the way, I went to an animal rescue thing. And then I went to see, for Wounded Warriors out in Long Island, when Lou Christie sang. That was all on a tribute to my friend, the late photographer Mark Verboy, who was at a time that nobody ever had done this before, where there was only maybe two photographers. He actually did your makeup for you, and there was no such thing as photo. Yes, he did people like his best friend was Lucy Arnaz. And, of course, her mother's Lucille Ball. So he did Phyllis Diller, Lucille Ball, Connie Francis. He had Gregory Harrison, a young Rob Lowe. I mean, you know, people like that. I'm going to write. This is all going to go on. And then I made it to, you know, you always have to support your friends, as we always do. And my friends, Bob Wolper and Rennie Pincus, they sang at the Peekskill Coffee Shop, and they didn't think, you know, Bob says, I didn't think you were going to make it. I said, of course I would. I may be late, but I was going to be there. I wanted to see it. It was good, and it was a beautiful day yesterday. So
week. This time of the year is the best time of the year up in New England. I miss it so much. I'm so, like, envious. Down here, fall is not anywhere near as spectacular as it is up there. So, yeah, I'm going to try. Hey, there's a soiree happening at the end of the month. I'm going to try and make that scene. Somebody has a birthday.
What?
Hey, if people want to get to your blog, how do they get there?
They just go to www.maypang.com. They just go there and they can see photos. They could see my blog. They could see a whole lot of things. So that's the best place.
Well, you're always generous with your experiences, and peeps should check it out because you always have interesting people in your photographs. So
sometimes,
some interesting photo bombers. Well,
yes.
Gary Raychak, our agent, we call him.
Yes.
He called us and he said, listen, Vince Martell, Vanilla Fudge, and I didn't even let him finish the sentence. I said, yes, yes, let's have him on. When, you know, we have our friends, we like to call them our rock icon series. And these guys, they're rockers from when you really had to be able to walk the walk and talk the talk. And you know so much more about that musically than I do because you were there. And this particular guy, Vince Martell, not only guitarist, vocalist for Vanilla Fudge, and anybody who's, you know, over the age of 40 knows who Vanilla Fudge is, and but he's also very much into veterans and our military.
Right.
And my hat is really off to him for that because he really, really staunchly supports these. He was one. And so I can't think of a better way than to introduce and welcome back onto our show Vanilla Fudge, rock icon Vince Martell. He's got a new album out, Spirit of 67, and he's going on tour. Welcome, Vince, to the show.
Welcome.
Hey, thank you, Meg, and thank you, Cynthia, for having me on. You got it.
You are welcome.
So, yes. So tell us about this new album. Just tell us a little bit about it.
Okay. Well, we decided to do another album. It's called Spirit of 67. We recorded it up in North New Jersey, and we did all songs from 1967 to kind of bring back the vibe that we had going. It's on Cleopatra Records, and it's just a lot of fun doing it. We had a great time doing it, you know. So we've been out there making some noise, doing some gigs, we're rocking and rolling, and that's kind of the whole name of the game, kind of like that.
Well, is it who's actually performing?
Well, it's myself. It's Mark Stein, the original organist from the Vanilla Fudge. It's Carmine Appice, the original drummer from the Vanilla Fudge. And Timmy is taking a hiatus. He's in California. He doesn't really dig traveling and flying and all that. So we have Pete Bremmy on bass, who used to be my bass player with the Vince Martell Band. Got to know everybody. He's doing a great job. And so it's three of the originals, and that's what we're doing.
I got to tell you, you guys, when you go out and sing, and I've seen you guys, and I have to tell you, you guys still have it. I love it. I mean, you know, it does bring back, it does evoke that 67. We still think of ourselves at, you know, at that point at 17, 18 years old and going out and watching you guys perform. It's great. And I'm so glad that you guys are still out there performing. I mean, you know, people got to know. You know, I think the younger set these days, they don't realize who's out there. When you listen to the music, and I say this all the time, you know, when you're listening to, what was it? I think CSI brought back a lot of the Who. That you know, every time you turn,
yeah.
Who are you? That's all you hear. Or a lot of the commercials with Queen. So there's that. It's all about the older set. And then when you see Bank of America, what is it? Who are they using? You know, Billy Idol. They're not using the new guys. They're using all the older set here.
Yeah, sure. Hey,
and
listen,
I think it's
not?
Great.
You know, I agree with you. You know, that's back in the old days, we toured with everybody.
Right.
The 13 dates with Hendrix in a row. Zeppelin used to open for us. By the way, I want to mention that they've been running on the Times Square Wire down 42nd and 7th Avenue, our album, a picture of it, and they've been running that, which is very cool. We're looking to get into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It's a lot of politics, but there is a push to get us into it. So we're in the Long Island Music Hall of Fame at this point. So that's it. We're out there, you know, we're still rocking and hitting them hard.
You know what? You're always going to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, even if you're not in it physically. You're always there. I mean, forget it. You know, you're.
Well, you know what, guys?
Just,
tell me, how does that work? You guys, tell me. Explain it to me. How do you get into the Rock and Roll? Is it politics? Is that what it is? Yeah.
Yeah.
I would say it's politics, definitely. Back in the day when we started, we had the great management with a lot of muscle behind us, and we were nobody was stopping us from going any place. The manager unfortunately passed away a while back, and the group has been doing its own managing. And it's a lot of politics, and it's a lot of behind the scenes and that kind of a thing. So, but we're hanging there. We're rocking for the fans.
That's right.
Now, Vince, when you go out on tour now, how different is it from back in the day? Back in the day, I'm sure you guys had like a bunch of women throwing themselves at you. I mean, are the women still knocking on the door? They're not in jazzy chairs, are they? I mean, they're walking up. Or do you have a younger audience? Tell us.
We have the audience from back in the old days. We still have a lot of them show up. At this point, they're married. They bring their kids. In some cases, their grandkids. I'll tell you, it's pretty crazy. We stay in touch with everybody as close as we can. We do all the autograph signing after. It's kind of similar but different. We still got a lot of the fans. We got a lot of stories. We got some people that one guy told us at one of the gigs. He met his wife. They were he asked her to dance to take me for a little while, and they ended up getting married. And so we have some beautiful stories that the fans tell us. And we still got some young girls that are coming up. But at this point, we're married, whatever it is. So we're trying to do the right thing. And but we appreciate. Let me tell you. All the fans, all the girls, the guys that come around, and everybody. It's just a beautiful thing.
Great, because I was going to say that I was just over on the weekend, I saw Lou Christie sing. And he also had the Tokens, and he had the Classics, and, all those 50s, late 50s, early 60s, guys singing. And I brought a friend of mine, who had never seen any of this before, because she's Greek, and she was singing the American anthem at this other thing that I was at. And she was so amazed at the fact that here are these guys in their 70s, 70 plus, and still singing. She says they are so professional. She says the vocals were still there. She was so impressed by that. And she said, this is amazing. And they still can move. I felt like saying, I guess they don't do it in Greece as well as they do it here. But, I said, but she loved it. And it was great because she's a classic. She sings operatic, and she loves jazz. So she was really surprised to see, like Jay Siegel, who sings The Lion Sleeps Tonight, which, of course, we all know that. And they can still hit those falsetto notes. And Lou Christie, they can hit those notes still.
Oh, sure. That's great. By the way, speaking of what we were talking about before, the girls and all that kind of stuff, I do have a very young wife. I'm very glad to say that she and me get along wonderful. And it's, couldn't stop myself when I met her. So great singer, also in her own right, and we perform together sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
So, and you got to hear us sometimes doing our duo thing. Besides, I got a lot of hands and a lot of prize of veterans stuff. Wanted to mention that. Yeah, thanks. As far as I'm concerned, women are the highest, most beautiful thing the Lord has ever made. Motherhood and children. And keeping the world going, and what you girls put up with the guys and with everything else in the world, I really feel like women are the highest thing that the Lord has ever made. God bless you, women.
That is so sweet.
He gets a dinner specials trophy, May.
I know. That was definite.
Hey, Vince, I got to ask you. Yeah. Is there somebody right now, anybody out that's playing any groups or anything that really impress you, that you go, wow, they really have it going on?
There probably are some great ones out there. What it is this. I'm into my thing. I'm still into my originals, and I'm into my rocking stuff that I'm into doing. So I'm really the right guy to ask what's going on out there. I see some good stuff come across TV sometimes. Sometimes you go someplace. I'm sure there's some great talent and everything else going on. I'm just not up totally on what's happening with it. So I couldn't really give you a name off the top of my head. I'm still into, rocking myself out, and getting up there and wailing. So what can I say? That's where I'm at. Thank you.
I'm telling you. I love all this good music. This is good music. This is it's great. And you know,
it
rock
is.
And roll is because that's how I got through my life is through the rock
sure.
and roll music. Yeah, and it's great. And it's great to hear you guys are still doing it. You know, I ran into Carmine the other night. There was a little thing at the Cutting Room called For the Love of 48th Street. You know,
and
there were so many musicians because, you know, people didn't. If you're a musician, everybody knows 48th Street where you go out and buy your instruments for your craft, you know,
oh,
any
sure.
type of thing. And 48th Street is now a ghost town in that sense.
Wow.
You know, there's nothing happening there. And it's sad.
I used to jam at the China Club all the time, 74th and Broadway. Remember that one?
Yeah. That was great.
That was a great Wednesday night, all night till 4 in the morning, jamming with everybody.
Did you ever go to Tracks? Did you go to Tracks?
Tracks? Yes,
yeah.
I have gone there. Yes.
Oh, yeah, there's another one. They're all underground, believe me. Anybody who lives in New York knows all these clubs are all underground. But
right.
it was so much fun. It was all music, everybody having a great time, getting on stage, playing with one another, and just doing it. It's just, there's
great.
Nothing
Mix
better.
It up.
Yeah.
You got to jam it out, turn it up, and bend some strings and go for it.
Yeah, and I mean, that's why when I have my parties, and if you're in town for the one that we just talked about, I'm just telling you, that's what it is. I have jams all the time. I just mix it up with all the different people coming in, and it's a great one.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, it's just when I have my parties, I have my friend Mojo, who organizes a lot of the stuff, who wants to come in, and I just put it down. Anybody wants to get up and jam, he just puts them all together. And, you know, he has things ready when he knows who's going to be. And he just grabs everybody, and it just comes out, you know, it's just amazing. Everybody gets a chance to play their whatever they want to play, whatever they know. And you never know who shows up. I mean, Carmine's been to a couple. He's been there. So if you're in, I mean, you're around, and you could do it.
So I'll bring the guitar down, I guess.
That's right.
Bring my amps,
there you go.
You got amps there and all that stuff. All right, cool.
That's what it
yeah.
is. That's
he,
just
and you know
fun.
What the thing is, too, Vince, at May's parties, what amazes me, because I'm not a music person at all. I can't, I have nothing, no rhythm. But you guys can get up and just start playing together. You hit a few little things, and all of a sudden it sounds like an album up there. See, that amazes me, that you can just blend like that. And that, I guess, is a true sign of what a real musician is.
So, thank you. I believe it's a gift from the Lord. He gives everybody a gift of some sort, some more variety, more diversified. And if you can find what the Lord has given you and make the most use of it, and it's like my old manager used to say, and my father said this also, if you're going to be really good at something, it's got to be your hobby. It's got to be something that you love to do. You got to find what you love to do and try to do that. And jamming is like that. You get up, everybody knows like a lot of the tunes. You can do blues progressions, which are the same basic type of progressions that everybody kind of knows that international language. And you just get up and, like I said before, you bend some strings and get out there and just make it happen. And it's magic happens. It just starts flowing through the whole room, and everybody's just on top of it, and it's wonderful. It's a beautiful rush. It's a beautiful experience to be able to do it, and I'm glad that I have been doing music all this time, because that's what I really love to do. And thanks to your fans and you guys, Cynthia and May also, that appreciate it, because you're the guys that make us want to get out there and play and want to rock and roll, because you guys are getting so much out of it also. You know, music is like the great uniter. It's the great force that unites us, kind of.
Absolutely. You don't need another language. Everybody understands the language of music, and that's what it comes down to. And you guys, Vince, you're part of that shaped my world when I was growing up. Whenever I heard your songs, you know, You Keep Me Hanging On, all those songs, it just takes me back to that day, and you forget any of this stuff that's happening around you. Just sort of like, then you could just go on. I used to carry my radio with me everywhere, you know, it was attached to my ear back in those days. Yeah, it was great. So, and I'm so appreciative that of your music, of what you can, what you guys do, and the joy you give to everyone that's around us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
oh,
absolutely.
Thank you, ladies. Well,
it is, and it's like now you guys are going out on tour and you're still rocking out. And before we went on the air, you talked about going to Japan. Have you been there before as Vanilla Fudge?
Yes, actually, we were in Japan in probably, I think it was like 2000. We played there. They treated us fantastically. We stayed at a big, beautiful hotel in Tokyo. They picked us up every day. They took us to the club. They we ordered whatever we wanted to eat. They took us to see some of the sights. Actually, and then in 2002, we did Korea. We did the World Cup in Korea. And they just really treat us like royalty. In fact, I have a story I tell them. When I came out of the hotel, I was going to go to, there was a Buddhist temple across the street from the hotel. I wanted to go up and take some pictures. And I saw a whole line of people in front of the hotel. I'm thinking, geez, what's going on over there? So I'm probably about 50 feet away from the hotel door at that point. And all of a sudden, they all start running towards me. And I'm looking out, who the freak is around here? And it ends up that they all run up to me, and they had these Japanese Vanilla Fudge albums. They wanted autographs. I had no idea anybody, you know. Anyway, it was like that. They
treated
us like royalty. It was fantastic.
They are. They know how to treat everybody. I do know that. It's great. You know, I wish you lots and lots of wonderful, you know, music to give out to all the Japanese fans out there. And where can anybody get your record?
Well, you can get our records at our gigs, for one thing, is where we're selling them. Also, Amazon.com and the website, VanillaFudge.com.
Oh, good.
So they're available. And, by the way, before I get off, I want to mention, we've done quite a few things. I also did a thing, a PBS thing called rockintheworld.com. If everybody wants to check it out, it's very cool. It's like history. It's how rock music helped tear down the Berlin Wall, the Iron Curtain, in 1989. Myself,
wow.
Mark Stein is on it, Robbie Krieger, Rudy Sarzo, Mother's Finest, a whole bunch of bands.
Wow.
And it's something that I told some friends of mine that are in, have some kids in school, that school should maybe put this together, how freedom has helped tear down barriers around the world through rock and roll music between us and the Beatles and everybody from the English rock scene, the American rock scene. It's just a beautiful thing. Check out rockintheworld.com, PBS. Okay?
That's great.
Rockintheworld.com, and it's a PBS thing. Oh, I really want to check that out. That sounds really interesting.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
it's rockin' the wall, W-A-L-L.
It's the wall.
Rockin' the wall.
Right. Rockin' the wall.
Yeah.
Okay,
you
cool.
You got it.
All right. All right, well, Vince, listen.
Yeah,
well,
go ahead.
You know, will you come back after your tour and bring us up to date and let us know how it's going?
Well, you know, I'd love to do that, May and Cynthia. You ladies, of course, I'd love to do that. Thank you
What's your next? You have a gig that's coming up in November, right? November
8th. Well, we got a bunch. I'll give you a fast rundown if you want. We got Bull Run, Massachusetts. That's coming up in a couple of days, October 8th. We got Penn's Peak, PA, on the 9th. On the 10th, Gators Lounge in Jeanette, PA. The 11th, Tangiers in Athens, Ohio. The 12th, Ram's Head Tavern in Annapolis, Maryland. The 16th, Northern Lights Theater, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Then we got the 3 Japanese dates. Then we got November 6th, Scottish Rite, and that's Collinswood, New Jersey. 7th, Stone Pony, Asbury Park, New Jersey. The 8th, B.B. King's, New York City.
Great.
Wow.
I may see
exhausting.
You on the 8th. I may see you on the 8th.
Come on down, ladies. Let me know. You got
okay.
It. Love to see you there. Okay.
All
great.
Right. Okay.
Listen, Vince, best of luck to you. We are going to play one of the songs from Spirit of 67 at the end of the show. Give me some love and... We love you, Vince. Please have a wonderful time on tour and come back and see us.
Yes.
I love you guys. Thank you, May and Cynthia. God bless you. And tell everybody, remember, our veterans support our troops. America
Absolutely.
Is number one, everybody.
You got
God
it.
Bless you,
you got it.
Thank you.
Take
ladies.
Care, Vince.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Okay, take care. Bye.
They have such an exhausting schedule. Oh my gosh.
I know. It's amazing,
man,
isn't it?
I should have been in a band. Why don't I have musical talent? Why?
I don't know. I don't know. So,
mm-mm-mm.
You know, that's the thing that goes on. I mean, he's great and he's right. Support your vets. I mean, he's
oh, absolutely. He does a lot of work with the vets, and he's very, you know, once again, May, all these guys, these rock icons, for the most part, they're all such humble people, and that's what amazes me. How about how he said, wait, I love my wife, she's beautiful, and we perform together, and adorable, okay, adorbs.
I know.
We got to talk to Vinny about finding us some boyfriends, okay? Yeah.
Okay, that's the next one. I know. I tell you, it was, it's amazing. But you know what? They performed the music that we love, that we, you know,
mm-hmm.
it was a time, no matter what turmoil that was going on then, we still had it, you know, we still have it now, you know, whatever. You know, it takes us back to that time period. They made their music, that music of the 60s and whatever, and the 70s, 50s, 60s, and 70s, I always said that. It really is. It takes us back to that time frame, and
yep.
you
and
know,
it will never be again. Never.
No,
we've
and it won't.
About this
you know
many,
what?
Many times.
I keep telling mm-hmm. people, you know, they should hire me to give you some of this, some of my experiences out there. I've done a lot. I've done, you know, and I've been very blessed, and I am always appreciative. That's why when people say they like what you know what I've shared so far, it's because I have that, you know, I was able to share it with a lot of people that haven't been able to, you know,
mm-hmm.
and,
or wouldn't,
who can,
so,
or wouldn't, you know, but who would, it's great though. And
well,
then
I love the fact that he's like, I love the fact that he's like, oh, the fans mobbed me in Tokyo. I didn't know who they were there for. That story is hilarious.
Is that
adorable.
Hilarious? I know.
I,
hey, this week,
right.
this mm-hmm. Saturday at the Cutting Room, our good friend, Paul Kalsill and his family is going
the Kalsills,
back there.
We love the Kalsills. Will you say hello,
I know,
Paul?
So,
send
I
regards,
definitely will.
Please.
You know I'm going. I'm going to go. I mean, yep. It's just, I mean, I was. It's great. I was talking to Jane Wisner. Her husband, Jimmy, produced the Rains and Parks and things, you know, and things, that song for the Kalsills. And people don't believe, I mean, when I say their vocals are, to me, are better now than ever. You know, they really still have it. They're another one.
Oh, they
you
sound
know,
better than ever, I think.
Oh,
from what I've seen
I
on
know.
YouTube and stuff, they sound
yeah.
fantastic.
I know.
Wow.
I try to
well,
tell
listen.
That to everyone. Yeah.
We want to play Give Me Some Love. For those of you who are listening, the song will play in its entirety, even though we go off the air. You can still listen to it live streaming. And Chiclet. You're
yes.
off for another packed week. Oh, my
a
gosh.
A packed week. I'll be talking about it next week.
Good.
All right. I'm signing off from New York. So
that's
I'll
May
talk
Pang.
To you later.
See you, chick. That's May
okay.
Pang, and I'm Cynthia Nielsen, and you've been listening to Dinner Specials on Blog Talk Radio. And here from Vanilla Fudge, Spirit of 67, Give Me Some Love.